Did the government underestimated the threat of virus in the early days. Earlier, Mr. Johnson apologised to victims, but Kirsten Hackman, who lost her mum to coronavirus, says she doesn't accept it.
I don't believe it for one moment. I think it's empty apologies. It's him just trying to make himself look good for whatever reason, but actually the apology is meaningless.
Emergency legislation to deem Rwanda a safe destination has been published as the government tries to revive the flagship asylum policy following last month's Supreme Court defeat. The bill is set to be rushed through the Commons and comes after Home Secretary signed a new treaty following efforts to remedy the concerns of the UK's highest court. There are no plans to introduce a so-called Hillsborough law following a report into the 1989 stadium crush. The government's responded 6 years after the conclusions were initially published and decided new legislation isn't necessary. Both the Prime Minister and Justice Secretary have apologised for the delay in the findings. But Margaret Aspinall, whose son James died that day, says it's not good enough.
It looks good in print, but you've got to read between the lines. And to me, it definitely does not go far enough. I like a Hillsborough legacy. I want more than that. I want a Hillsborough law for the legacy of them 97.
A murder investigation's underway following the stabbing of a 17-year-old in South London. He died at the scene on Sutton High Street last night. 17 more schools and colleges in England have been identified as having unsafe concrete. It takes the total number identified with RAC to 231. In sport, England's men's cricketers aim to avoid a series defeat when their second one-day international against the West Indies begins in Antigua this hour, while England's women have beaten India in their first T20 international by 38 runs. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Thanks, Laura.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening here we will see thick cloud building in, followed by a band of showery, heavy rain. It remaining wet until dawn and turning increasingly breezy, with highs now of 2 and overnight lows of 1. And tomorrow morning we'll start with overcast skies and spells of rain. A band of heavy rain will sweep in from the west through the afternoon and it will remain windy.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Kelly Clarkson. What a voice she's got, right? Underneath the Tree, love that. It really does sound retro, but it is only from 2013, that track. I'm sure you'll hear that a lot more on Drive coming up to Christmas. Right, we've still got some amazing tracks for you. And of course, we've got the Drive's single of the week coming up with the next hour. I'm super excited for the Shake It Off session because, yeah, we're going back to the 80s. With Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. But we've got Tracy Ullman now with Breakaway.
Charlene from the band Texas, and I'm here on Phoenix FM. I hope you're all enjoying listening.
Say what you want.
say what you want. She's out gigging now. Well, not at this precise moment, but she's been out gigging recently as well. Still looks amazing as well. One of the best bands around still, Texas, with Say What You Want. So I've got a little, well, it's not really a quiz, but if you have one of these, there's a 70%, that's 70% chance that you have two of them. What is it? I'm going to say it once more. If you have one of these, there's a 70% chance of you having two of them. I'll let you know what it is after the break.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't wanna go, but baby, we both know this is not our time. It's time to say goodbye until we meet again. This is not the end. It will come a day. We will find a way.
So that might be a bit of a clue there, really. I did say just before the break, if you have one of these, there's 70% chance that you have two. Now, the song we just heard was from Loreen. And the song is called Tattoo. Yeah, Tattoo. So it's wrong with me. I've only got one. I've got a little one. No one will ever see it. I've had it from when I was in my very early 20s. Only 5 or 6 years ago. So hands up if you have more than one tattoo. Was that fact right? Now, coming up soon, actually, we've got the brand new Drives track of the week. Can't wait to play it for you. It's one of my favourite bands around. They've actually been in the studio as well, and when I was on my night show on a Sunday, that was, it feels like years ago, but it was only a year or so ago. Anyway, I'm going to start waffling on, and I'm going to play a brand new track from our A-list, and it's Bananarama, Feel the Love. Coming up next, we got The Traffic.
FM Travel News.
Well, there's delays due to traffic light failure on the A13 at the M25 Junction 30 Lakeside, Purfleet. So approach that whole area with care. Now, M25 anti-clockwise, slow traffic coming back into Essex through the Dartford tunnels, congestion back to Junction 3. So you're looking at around a 30-minute travel time there. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between A132 and A130 Fair Glen Interchange. A1245 southbound, slow moving traffic between London Road and Fair Glen Interchange. Here in Brentwood, there's still slow traffic on Yonga Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street of Wilson's Corner. Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. In South Woodford, Woodham Ferries, I should say, slow moving traffic on Burnham Road, northbound between Ferrers Road and Retterton Turnpike. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 16, that's Galleywood, and Junction 19 at Boreham. In Lakeside Steel, remember there's slow traffic between the A1306 and the A126, that's M25 Junction 31. In Chelmsford, slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Colchester, Cowdrey Avenue, still slow moving traffic eastbound between Westway and Ipswich Road. Leon C, slow traffic on the London Road eastbound A13 between Eastwood Road and Southbourne Grove. Now, let's have a look. Yeah, reduced service still on the C2C at Fenchurch Street due to the industrial action affecting services across the network. Now, let's head over to the Tube. Yes, minor delays still on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. The Underground Station is still closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. And finally, for this Wednesday afternoon, the trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing, all due to engineering works. And that's it from the travel for me. Yep. Yeah, Jessie J had a little bit of a stutter there on that song there. Jessie J with Domino. Now, coming up soon, very soon, we have the Drive's Track of the Week. Can't wait to play it for you. It's one of my favourite tracks around at the moment. I suppose that's why it's a Drive's player, Drive's Track of the Week. But coming up now, we've got R.E.M. with Shiny Happy People.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
People. Wait, number six back in 1991. Now, right up to today. Yes, it's the latest track, the brilliant track. Actually, Angela, Lisa and Paula of Croydon band Bug Eye. Their new single, Dancing Out in the Dark. It's Drive's single of the week. I'm really here for their latest track. It dropped at the end of November. Yes, I've waited that long to play it for you. Now, there's so many genres. They've got like new wave-ish, punky, even a nod to Britpop. Now, there's layers of synth, kind of banging bass lines as well. All with a disco vibe and a retro feel. So the band's got their producer as well, Paul Tipler, to record the track over just a couple of days. Angela, Lisa and Paula not only have a great sound, but a huge energy live. This is my track of the week, Bug Eye, Dancing Out in the Dark.
Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go? Do you wanna go?
That was Bug Eye, Dancing Out in the Dark. And if you want to get hold of them, just look up for Bug Eye Band, B-U-G-E-Y-E, and you can find them everywhere. They are flying at the moment, so you're going to be hearing them everywhere as well soon. Right, coming up in a second, we've got Charlie XCX and Sam Smith, another one from the Phoenix FM A-list, but before them...
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
I'm flowing to you like water in my body, swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment, all the lights are diamonds in the sky, yeah. And I finally see my sound, like you sent me down to time. Time to see my sound, cause I'm
track. Charlie XCX and Sam Smith, yeah, they are brilliant together. Now we've got in the studio George. He's just got loads of packets of chocolate there. George, what's going on?
Hungry. Hungry today. Yeah.
So George, you are taking over for me roughly what, 18-19 minutes to be precise?
Minutes, yes.
Have you done your show yet? I'm joking. Of course.
No,
you have.
I have, yeah, and I'll save it for this week. So
yeah, so what have you got, George, coming up?
Well, the 606 is back.
Yeah,
we're back again, scraping the bottom of the barrel of the list of the list categories. No, but in all fairness, these are ones that I kind of enjoy doing. I get a bit bored doing the standards, you know what I mean? But the my 606, I'll be listing my six favourite tracks I currently enjoy cooking with.
Nice one.
If you get what I mean. But
should get a recipe with each one as well. That would be nice.
You might. I'll give you a little anecdote of what I've been cooking lately, because you know I like my cooking.
I know you like your cooking.
I like my cooking these days. Yeah no, I've grown up. I stopped having toast. Stopped having beans on toast. But no, it's...
Pot noodles now.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I just thought, you know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. And but no, obviously because it's also the it's Christmas period now. There will be one or two Christmas tracks going on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And one or two.
One or two.
Giving too much away there.
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe.
I'm trying to think what you could cook along to. Really, there's quite a few, isn't there?
The thing is, it's not like they're not like recipe songs. They're like they're just songs you like cooking with. Honestly, it could be anything. It could be any kind of genre. For me, I like chill out kind of music. I think there's a certain kind of music that goes with cooking.
Yeah, because
you wouldn't listen to heavy metal. Yeah,
it's therapeutic, right?
Oh, I love cooking. That's kind of the reason for it.
Is it really like all the prep as well? Do you like?
Oh, I loved. That's kind of my favourite part.
Is it really?
I love doing the whole. I love getting it all out from the fridge, laying it out, cutting it, doing all of that, and then I go.
Are we going to see you on MasterChef at one point, George?
Hopefully.
Is this what you're aiming for?
No, I'm not really a baker.
No. Well, yeah, but you don't bake on it.
Do you not do? I've never watched MasterChef.
Oh, maybe. No, I've watched bits and pieces. It always looks like really like top notch.
I'm thinking of the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah, you are. You'd have fun on that, though, I must admit. I could see you having fun on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, MasterChef for George, I think we'd better start hashtagging that. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't seem that interested.
I like cooking for myself. That's kind of what I like doing. So.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I'll be listing my six favourite tracks I like to currently cook with at the moment. So, if you want to get in touch with what your six favourite current cooking tracks are, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHannon15, and let me know.
Brilliant stuff. Well, you're coming up in the next 15 minutes. And in a second, we have got a brilliant track coming up from Kylie. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro. And that'll be coming up right at the end of the show before I pass you over to our George.
Guess the Intro.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. With Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
We'll put all of the things aside.
Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Grope Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Yeah, so the lovely Andy Gilson, the beer at 7 o'clock for the Orient Hour. A roundup of everything happening over at the Orient, chaired by Andy himself and the Orient Hour team. After that, we've got Curveballs with Nick, punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, basically a bit of everything, all driven by Nick Field, of course. Daramutu at 10 o'clock, brilliant 2 hours of old school reggae up to Destination Dawn. And don't forget as well, of course, George at 6 o'clock with his famous Six at Six. And today it's all to do with recipes. Well, not really, basically what it is, it's to do with making food and your dinners and recipes while you're listening to some tunes. And that's the ones he's come up with. George, you're there. What is it called again? Hang on, I messed that up for you, mate.
I'll be listening my six favorite tracks to cook to.
See, I'm glad he's here. It's been a long day. Cheers, George. See you in a minute. Right, what did I promise you? I promise you Kylie Minogue.
Bye.
That's Kylie Malone. Can't get you out of my head yet. We've got balloons in the studio, and don't tell Michelle, but one of them's accidentally popped already today, so I'll have to put another one up for tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, I hope you come back and join us again between 3 and 6pm. Thanks for all your requests today. I just want to leave you as well, let you know that on the A12 London bound, reports of an accident has just come in, partially blocking the road at Junction 26, but be careful if you're heading that way. But I am going to leave you now with the track of the Guess the Intro. It was Don Henley and the Boys of Summer. Remember, stick around for George, and I will see you tomorrow here. See you later. Have a great night. Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.